in political history. You're now officially the Tiger Woods of politics. Thank you, he laughed. I appreciate that very much, especially coming from you, because I know you always say what you really think. I reminded him it had been 17 years since we'd met on Celebrity Apprentice. It's been one hell of a journey since then, I said. Yes, it has, he replied, for both of us. Well, a bit more for you than me, I said. Certainly, as someone has said back in 2008 that Donald J. Trump, a TV star and realtor with no political experience, would win the 2016 election against the most qualified candidate in history, Hillary Clinton, then lose the 2020 election after a once-in-a-century pandemic, then refuse to accept the result and help fuel, wittingly or unwittingly, a deadly Stop the Steal riot at the US Capitol, then mount the most extraordinary comeback campaign as his enemies first tried to jail him, making him the first former US president in history to be convicted of a federal crime over hush money payments to a porn star, and then tried to assassinate him in two attempts within a few weeks, only for him to win a crushing victory at the polls in November 2024, well, I suspect we'd have all thought that person was bonkers. Yet incredibly, that is exactly what happened. How do you feel? I asked. Trump's not big on feelings, but I was genuinely curious what this all meant to him on a personal level. Nobody in history has ever been given a second chance at life and the US presidency in just 4 months. He paused and then repeated the question. How do I feel? Nobody's asked me that. You know, I feel great. I love what you said about common sense, I said. I think that really hit home with voters. Well, it's true, Trump replied. And he was right, it is. Trump's implausible comeback is probably the single most vivid illustration of woke's demise. It slammed the door shut on a frenzied decade of outrage, sensitivity, and censorship, with a defiant barrage of straight-talking common sense ideas that many people feared were gone for good. You don't have to like Trump or his politics to step back and appreciate the symbolic significance. How could he, of all people, return triumphantly to the highest office in the world in the era of Me Too, Black Lives Matter, My Truth, and endlessly offended cancel culture? The answer is because that era is over. 11th of April, 2022. I was standing inside the gilded, gold-plated confines of President Donald Trump's exclusive Mar-a-Lago private members resort in Palm Beach, Florida, and one of my production team was brandishing a document with a concerned look on his face. What's that? I asked, bemused. This is a collection of quotes you've apparently said about President Trump in the past 2 years. Someone sent it to him in the last hour, and the quotes are not good. In fact, they're really bad. I was due to start an interview with Trump in precisely 8 minutes, and it was intended to be a blockbuster exclusive to rocket launch my new global TV show, Piers Morgan Uncensored, on the 25th of April, 2022. But as I hurriedly scanned the three-page white paper document, my heart sank. There were several dozen comments from me, taken from columns I'd written and interviews I'd given, in which I was savagely critical of Trump's conduct in the last year of his presidency, from his woeful handling of the coronavirus pandemic to his refusal to accept defeat in the 2020 election and the appalling January the 6th riot at the US Capitol which followed. Is he going to cancel the interview, I asked, trying not to fret. I don't know, Kenner replied, but he's very upset. See if I can go and talk to him about it, I suggested. 20 minutes later, I was sitting in Trump's office. Normally, he'd greet me with a cheery smile and the words, "How's my champ?" because I was his first victorious celebrity apprentice on the series that made him a TV superstar. But this time, there were no such welcoming pleasantries. He was staring at me across the desk with undisguised fury, clutching the document entitled "Piers Morgan Comments About President Trump." "What the fuck is this?" he snarled. Then he began slowly reading out some of the quotes. "Trump's a supreme narcissist." Pause. "His pathetic antics in the past few weeks since losing the election in November have been utterly contemptible." Pause. "Trump's now too dangerous. He's morphed into a monster that I no longer